When you write code, you make dozens of decisions every hour. You add a feature, you change a function, you fix a bug. At some point, something breaks. You try to remember what you changed, when, and why. Without a proper system, this quickly becomes a nightmare. This is exactly the problem that version control solves, and Git is the tool the entire industry uses to solve it. Version control is the practice of tracking and managing changes to files over time. Think of it like a very detailed history of every modification ever made to your codebase. Instead of saving files as index_final.html, index_final_v2.html, index_really_final.html, a habit most beginners fall into, you have a single file whose entire history is stored and accessible at any point. You can go back to any previous state of your project, compare versions, understand what changed and why, and collaborate with other developers without overwriting each other's work. Git is a distributed version control system created by Linus Torvalds in 2005. The word distributed is important. Every developer who works on a project has a full copy of the entire history of the project on their own computer. There is no single point of failure. If a server goes down, every developer still has everything. This is different from older centralized systems where the history lived only on one server. Git is not the same thing as GitHub. This is one of the most common confusions among beginners. Git is the tool, the software you install and run on your computer. GitHub is a website and a service that hosts Git repositories online, so teams can collaborate, share code, and back up their work. You can use Git without GitHub, but in practice, most professional workflows combine both. Before diving into commands, you need to understand a few core concepts that Git is built around. The first concept is the repository. A repository, often shortened to repo, is a folder that Git is tracking. When you initialize Git in a project folder, Git creates a hidden subfolder called .git inside it. This hidden folder contains everything Git needs to track your history. You never need to touch this folder directly, but it is important to know it exists and that deleting it would erase your entire history. The second concept is the commit. A commit is a snapshot of your project at a specific point in time. When you make a commit, you are telling Git, "Save the current state of my files as a checkpoint." Every commit has a unique identifier, a long string of letters and numbers called a hash, a timestamp, the name of the author, and a message that describes what was changed. For example, a commit message might say, "Add navigation bar to home page or fix broken link in contact page." These messages are extremely important because they help you and your teammates understand the history of the project at a glance. The third concept is the staging area, also called the index. Before you make a commit, you choose which changes you want to include in that commit. The staging area is the intermediate space where you prepare your commit. Imagine you changed 5 files, but only 3 of those changes are related to the same feature. You can add only those 3 files to the staging area and commit them together, leaving the other 2 for a separate commit. This keeps your history clean and meaningful. The fourth concept is the branch. A branch is an independent line of development. By default, when you initialize a Git repository, you are on the main branch, historically called master, now often called main. When you want to work on a new feature or experiment with something without affecting the stable version of your project, you create a new branch. You can work freely on that branch, make commits, and when your work is ready, you merge it back into the main branch. This is how teams work in parallel on different features without stepping on each other's toes. Now let us walk through the basic Git workflow that you'll use constantly. Step 1. Initialize a repository. Open your terminal, navigate to your project folder, and run the command git init. This tells Git to start tracking this folder. You only do this once per project. Step 2. Check the status of your repository. The command git status shows you which files have been modified, which are staged, and which are not yet tracked by Git. You will use this command very frequently to understand the current state of your project. Step 3. Stage your changes. After modifying a file, you add it to the staging area with the command git add filename. If you want to stage all changed files at once, you can use git add. A dot meaning everything in the current folder. Be careful with this. Staging everything at once can lead to messy commits if unrelated changes are bundled together. Step 4. Commit your changes. Once your changes are staged, you create a commit with the command git commit m. Your message here dot the flag m lets you write your message in line. A good commit message is short, clear, and written in the imperative tense. Instead of "I change the header color," write "change header color to blue." This is the professional standard. Step 5. View your history. The command git log displays the list of all commits made in the project, from the most recent to the oldest. Each entry shows the commit hash, the author, the date, and the message. This is your project's timeline. Now let us talk about working with remote repositories, which is where GitHub comes in. After setting up a repository locally, you can connect it to a remote repository hosted on GitHub. This allows you to back up your work online and collaborate with others. The command git remote at origin URL connects your local repository to a remote one. Origin is the conventional name given to the main remote repository. The URL is the address of your GitHub repository. The command git push origin main sends your local commits to the remote repository on GitHub. Think of it as uploading your work. The command git pull origin main downloads the latest changes from the remote repository to your local machine. Think of it as downloading updates from your teammates. The command git clone URL lets you download a complete copy of an existing remote repository to your computer. This is what you do when you join a project that already exists. One concept that confuses many beginners is the difference between git fetch and git pull. Git fetch downloads the changes from the remote repository but does not apply them to your current branch. Git pull does both. It fetches and then merges the changes into your current branch. For beginners, git pull is what you will use most of the time. Branching deserves a deeper look because it is central to how teams use Git professionally. To create a new branch and switch to it in one step, you use git checkout b branch name. For example, git checkout b feature login creates a branch called feature login and moves you to it. Any commits you make now will belong to this branch and will not affect the main branch. When your work on the branch is complete, you switch back to the main branch with git checkout main and then merge your feature branch into it with git merge feature login. Git will combine the changes automatically when possible. If two people change the same part of the same file in incompatible ways, Git will signal a conflict and ask you to resolve it manually. This is called a merge conflict, and resolving conflicts is a normal part of collaborative development. Another important file to know about is the .gitignore file. This is a plain text file that you place in the root of your project and in which you list files or folders that Git should completely ignore. For example, if your project contains a folder called node_modules, which can contain thousands of automatically generated files, you do not want Git to track those. You simply add node_modules/ to your .gitignore file and Git will ignore it entirely. Let us now talk about why all of this matters for your career as a developer. Git is not optional in the professional world. Every team, every company, every open source project uses Git. When you apply for a job, you will be expected to have a GitHub profile with real projects on it. During code reviews, your commits will be read by other developers who will judge the clarity of your history. During incidents, Git history is often the first place engineers look to understand what changed and when a bug was introduced. From a developer mindset perspective, which you have already started developing in earlier activities, Git is an extension of the problem-solving discipline you have been practicing. Just as you break a problem into smaller steps before writing code, you should commit your code in small, logical, well-described steps. A good Git history tells a story. It shows how a problem was approached, what was tried, what worked, and what was improved over time. To summarize the key points, version control is the practice of tracking changes to files over time, allowing you to go back to any previous state. Git is a distributed version control system. GitHub is an online platform that hosts Git repositories. A repository is a folder tracked by Git, initialized with Git in it. A commit is a saved snapshot of your project at a specific point in time, identified by a unique hash and described by a message. The staging area allows you to select precisely which changes to include in a commit before saving it. A branch is an independent line of development that lets you work on features or experiments without affecting the main codebase. The core local workflow is modify files, git add, git commit. The core remote workflow involves git push to upload changes and git pull to download them. The .gitignore file tells Git which files and folders to exclude from tracking. Merge conflicts happen when two changes are incompatible. They must be resolved manually. Mastering Git takes practice, but the fundamentals you have just learned form the foundation of everything you will do as a full-stack web developer. Every time you create a new project, you will initialize a repository. Every time you complete a logical piece of work, you will commit it. Every time you collaborate with a teammate, you will push, pull, and merge. Git will become as natural as saving a file.